This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Now we say goodbye to Dorcas Riley, who passed away last month in New Jersey at the age of 92. She's the woman famous for creating the Thanksgiving menu staple, the green bean casserole. Ms. Riley worked as a supervisor at the Campbell Soup Kitchens in the 50s. When she invented the recipe, Campbell said it was the most popular recipe they'd ever published, and even donated the original recipe card to the Inventors Hall of Fame in 2002. Speaking of people passing, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal about a secret job at Walt Disney World, finding and vacuuming up human ashes. Turns out scattering a loved one's ashes at the happiest place on Earth is a well-known tradition. It's also not allowed by Disney parks, so people smuggle family remains into the park. One custodian said there are so many human ashes in the Haunted Mansion, it's not even funny. Haley Meal says there's one area where people would rather go to the actual store than shop online. That's the grocery store. Survey found 75% of adults said they go to the grocery stores more than six times a month to buy food. Only 17% preferred shopping for groceries online. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Universities are helping college kids deal with stress using therapy dogs. Recent study by the University of British Columbia found that students who spent time with the dogs reported lower levels of stress and higher levels of happiness and energy. The results were, quote, remarkable, says Stanley Coren, study co-author and professor emeritus of psychology. He says we found that even 10 hours later, students still reported slightly less negative emotion, feeling more supported and feeling less stressed compared to students who did not take part in the puppy dog sessions. Guess that makes sense. If nothing else, a puppy can sure make you smile. New poll says there are some things we'd really miss if we went back in time. Things like your smartphone. Can't have expected that one. Television. Central heating and air conditioning. Yeah. The internet. Well, some days I'm not sure about that. And toilets that flush. Yeah, I think I'd miss most of all those. Other things suggested: supermarkets, cars, air travel, and your laptop. So why are there 13 items in a baker's dozen? Experts say it comes from the Middle Ages in England. Bakers and other merchants were notorious for shorting their customers and hence stealing their money. So the king decided to issue a very harsh penalty for merchants who cheated customers by shorting their goods. So bakers started handing out an extra roll, pastry, or bread to make sure the customer wouldn't report them. It became known as the Baker's Dozen, and the tradition stuck. And now you know. And finally, scary movie season. Voodoo is out with the top five: The Conjuring, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween, and number one, The Exorcist. Still creeps me out. Lots and lots of Halloween events this weekend. Here's one. The 6th Annual Halloween Fall Festival, put on by the Hartford Public Library from 1 to 3 this Saturday afternoon. Due to its popularity and the size of the event, the festival is going to be at His Place Community Center at 15 Maple Street. Games, prizes, crafts, candy, and a Halloween costume contest. The event is absolutely free as well. 6th Annual Halloween Fall Festival at His Place Community Center, presented by the Friends of the Hartford Public Library this Saturday. We'll have other events happening this weekend. Email Spencer at WCSY.com. Knucklehead news out of South Carolina, where a guy drained his bank account to the tune of $3,200 in hopes of hitting it big. Not only did he spend over $3,000 on tickets, he also wrote about it on Facebook, asking people to wish him luck. Not sure there's enough luck in the world to help this guy. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I should buzz about this weekend? Get it to me, paul@wcsy.com, my email. You can drop things off here at the station. Even over the weekend, we have a Dropbox outside the building. Leave us a message on our Facebook or Twitter page. Doesn't matter how you do it, but it's always appreciated. If you need to catch up on this week's Daily Buzz episodes, you can do that on our website, wcsy.com. Become a subscriber, and you'll never miss one. We'll email them to you every day. They're also posted on Facebook, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. And that's why they call it the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.